I like to get my calcium through the water I drink with my personal water bottle that actually puts calcium, magnesium, and potassium in it as I drink. So I maintain a blood constant throughout the day. But when I want to maintain the slim torso, because I started to put, I'm 46 right now, but boy, I tell you, at 43, it was just like the doughboy. I could actually see it creating a donut around the belly button, and then it starts to spread back of this little pesky abdominal fat. And what it is it's the natural lowering of your own human growth hormone. It'll show as abdominal fat. I, in the last 4 months, restarted, and I alternate because I try different products. The CalMag Plus is triple, three times the magnesium to calcium. So then I know I'm getting optimal absorption factor. And it's a lot easier to drink a powder. Will it win flavor of the month? Put grapefruit essential oil in it. Tastes good then. Okay? But it's easier to swallow. And then I've added other calcium. I've started to drink more milk. I've started to add more grains. I've started to add more nuts. And what a difference as the weight started to come off right on me. But it does make a difference in the anti-aging of the body because you start to lose. You need human growth hormone as well as melatonin. Okay? And then if you're a person who does well with C, vitamin C and zinc, O's and B's do fantastic with a product called CNEPM Repair. Vitamin C and E is encapsulated here and goes entirely through the skin and opens in the dermal layer. Whereas vitamin E before, it's a lipid, could only be on top. So they've got clinical studies all up through the year, and like 600% improvement in wrinkles here and 300%. All I know is that vitamin C is an important nutrient, and it does tighten and tone the skin. Now, this isn't used for moisturizing. Then use different moisturizers on top. But on the moisturizing, I am very fortunate to have a company. You look at this tiny little bottle, Skin Saver Face and Skin Saver Solution. These are straight essential oils, which means there's no preservatives, no additives, and the beauty of essential oils is that they're naturally antifungal, okay, and naturally antibacterial. So you can share this with everyone, dip, dip, top, and grab to the next one, dip, and nobody, it never gets polluted. So that's why you never want to share products with aloe or just regular moisturizers or keep dipping your finger in because they get polluted with bacteria and that's where the mantle of the skin. But you moisturize and you use essential oils. You can balance skin and that's what you're going to learn tomorrow night, even though those who are viewing this seminar by video, as we have an aromatherapist to where you can learn all of the benefits in great, great detail. But they're now calling Skin Saver Solution Scar Solution because it's actually minimizing old scars. It's actually leveling out keloid. It's taking C-section keloided scars because those have darker pigmentation, oftentimes keloid, to where you can close your eyes and it's flat and smooth. I used to promote a product called Mederma. Remember when I promoted that about 4 years ago, which you see that you ask for behind the pharmaceutical counter, which is a derivative of onions. Okay, it's actually botanical products called Mederma. It's at most, you can go into Walmart, Walgreens, Eckerd's, ask for Mederma behind. It helps with scars, old scars, to minimize. And this is actually outperforming it. So look for on that is like Skin Saver Solution, which is within this, which is just in a base of squalene. What is squalene? Olive oil, where it doesn't smell like olive oil. But while I was in Italy, they all told you, if you put olive oil on your skin, it's bioavailable, it's the best moisturizer, you just smell like a salad. So what I did is when I also came into America, and I've already done a newsletter on it, is you use vegetable shortening. You know, Crisco, it's the best skin moisturizer where there's not any alcohol. So if you can't afford to go in with essential oils, another one that's totally bioavailable is you buy your other bottle of Crisco, you add a few drops of your perfume, you mix it in, you wipe it on, you've got yourself a moisturizer that doesn't smell like a salad. So what I'm saying is when you start putting on your skin, think about what you're putting on because it will soak in. So I talked about a product called Cell Food. You get all of your minerals, you get all of your amino acids with this product. Okay, so that's one thing. But the main reason I put my name on it and why I like it is it oxygenates at cellular level in your body. You add a few drops to the water you drink, it splits the H2O, the hydrogen, from the oxygen, so the oxygen's right there at cellular level, and continues to do so for about 6 hours. So you have energy from within. But what's the most important about oxygen? It's anti-cancerous. Cancer can't survive in an oxygenated environment. So when you're out and about traveling, you can use it to enhance your body's just energy, but your body's health, and to offset on the other. And then the newest product in the way of oxygenation that just came out, because I already have been on the back lots where on some of these TV shows, is I've seen oxygen used on the side of football games, basketball games to revive, right? We've seen that. But they use it a lot to mist the faces of actresses before they go on TV or for models, because then all of a sudden, so yes, you can put this in water and mist your face and you will start to see a difference. You can apply it straight on your face and you'll see a difference. But there's a product called an optimizer blender, okay, I don't have a visual to show, that oxygenates the water as it swirls through, and I call, like, you know how you make lemon meringue, like the meringue for your pie, as you whip air into it, right? But more important is it whips air in the sieve at the bottom at the same time. So as you're drinking the water, of smaller molecule or less clumping is what actuality is, oxygen is whipped in at it. And there's other stuff in on the website, because I go and I'm always trying all different kinds of products to try to find what's the best for our bodies, because medical science is an ongoing evolution. They used to just try to cookie cutter us all, and then they discovered that we are a lot of little different bodies and intricacies within our system. Ethnic heritage, we're Heinz 57s, and it's like you look in the regions, and it's discovered that now we know that if you eat foods that are ripe and in season of your area, you actually have better health and easier weight management. Isn't that a novel idea? We see, but we've gotten so good at shipping things and ripening fruit on the way or the vegetable on the way, but it's not of the same bioavailability in the soil and of the time, because at the same time the soil and the climates, your bodies are at a certain time zone, and the moon and the tides and all of that stuff, it all synchronizes. So all of a sudden you bring something from Chile that's in winter or across at the same time you're in the summer, your body doesn't recognize it as much. You really need to go to your local markets and capitalize what's ripe in your area of the time, and you will assimilate. Find out that now we finally do not need to have vegetables without butter on them, or olive oil, or cheese. Remember all the time we had to like steam our veggies and that was it? Now they finally realized in medical science that you don't assimilate the nutrients unless you have a fat at the same time with your veggie. And people are all worried now of high glycemic. Where do you think you take carrots and they use peanut butter with them at the same time? So that you're using protein, fat at the same time as the carb. And it's all balanced. So I'm like, great, now I know I can butter my corn again without guilt. Because you actually, your body does better with buttered corn than it does, not with the margarine and the fake fat that we create. And now we're realizing about trans fats. Your body doesn't recognize. I think it's going to be great the day that they put trans fats on everything. You know, they're making everybody say smoking's bad for your health. And as much as I love Krispy Kreme, they should have it right on there. Say, ingestion of this may cause heart disease, diabetes, this and that, and trans fat of each donut is blank. Because they're doing it with the other products. You think about it, that would be the educationalist to where we know. But medical science is an ongoing evolution as they keep learning. So read what you read. Be thankful they do the research, but apply to your own personal. If you're craving something, go with it and understand everything in balance. Use your blood type. Don't just think yours. Go to your parents. And the older you get, the more you think about the different levels. When you get sick is when it's the most important. So, like, let's just give you an example before I close out. So if you are an AB blood type, and you know that dairy adds phlegm, and you now have a cold that's gone into a pneumonia, and they bring it, would you want to have dairy? Would you go with vitamins to boost up your immune system? No, you would go in on the botanical, a body balance, or go into the, here's to your herbal health to find all of the different mixtures to tinctures that you can add to it, or what veggies will help. And then B vitamins are across the board. You see what I'm saying? It's like, would you add sugar when you're under a lot of stress? Where are the O's? Like, that's where, when you're sick, to help you gain health, is where the homeopathic world really apply blood type that I learned in Germany. So you don't have to follow so strict. The same way is like if you're following a certain diet, do it 2 days on, 1 day off. If you're doing food combining, do 2 days on. Everybody loves a sandwich, so on the third day off, have your sandwich. Some days, I just want a baked potato with the sour cream, butter, chives, and that steak and a glass of wine. So, do I do it every time? No. So then it's like for the next 2 days, I'll think about the food combining. Because the body, if it's moving, can digest, assimilate, and eliminate. And if you don't always have high preservative processed foods, it has a better ability to digest, assimilate, and eliminate. And that's the core component of TTAP, the workout. And that's the core component on the personal profile, is working with your digestion system, assimilation system, and elimination system. And I'm telling you, when you work with your body, weight loss just seems to happen. Weight management becomes just so much easier. Guilt goes away. You start to enjoy food. And then we all know, we just do a hoedown when we cheat away. So think about and work with your body. Understand your personal profile, and you'll find out, yes, you can. It's not so difficult. It's not so confusing. And the best part is, you yourself is like no other. So you can hear what they say, but make your own decision for yourself, because it's your personal profile, and it's easy. So I hope this has given you some food for thought, because it's not that difficult. It works. It really works. Thanks. I'll answer some questions. Thank you.